Joining us live over the phone this morning is Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen. Commissioner Hansen, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Duke. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Appreciate your time, as always, to discuss what's happening around Lincoln County. And, you know, I know there's a lot going on, as always. I wanted to start with a proposal from the Planning and Zoning. It's working its way through, I should say, the Planning and Zoning Commission, this land use regulation amendment that would impact that minimum acres for residential in county for future subdivisions. Tell us about what this amendment is and what's being discussed here.
I'd be happy to. And there's a number of things we can talk about, but we'll start with that after I just mentioned that Commissioner Bowers was scheduled to be on this morning, and she asked if I could fill in for her, and I'm happy to do that. So the 5-acre minimum has to do with potentially amending the land use regulation. So this is in the rural zone, and rather than a 5-acre minimum, it would it's a proposal to look at having a 5-acre average when creating 3 or more lots, as I understand it. Now, this has not yet been decided. This is a proposal. This will be discussed and worked through. Here's what I would appreciate is hearing from the public regarding this. And, you know, make your own decisions and opinions, but I have a little bit of concern. It would, it may lead to lower density. However, it may be less affordable because of the larger lot size. People would have to have a good weed control plan. Would you have, that's quite a bit of ground to maintain outside of the footprint for the home and the outbuildings. If you would like more information on this, the Planning and Development Office phone number is in Kemmer, 307-877-9056. That number again is 307-877-9056. In Afton, 885-3106. 885-3106. This is not the only amendment that the county is looking at to the land use regulations, but this is the one right now to be looked at. And as I understand it, that I believe the time 6 o'clock on March 13th at both in the commission boardroom at the courthouse and at the planning office in Afton, the Planning and Zoning Commission will have a special meeting to discuss this very proposed item.
So, Commissioner, the reason behind the proposed changes, do you know why this is being discussed and why the change is being brought up?
I think it has to do with the rural nature of the rural zone in Lincoln County and maybe the idea of having lower density. So if you have a development, for instance, that's got 5-acre average, you may have a large lot in a development and then many smaller lots. And by doing it this way, 5-acre minimum rather than 5-acre average has to do with that. That, as I understand, that has a lot to do with that, and it may be the idea where people are having their own wells for water and their own septics. It just spreads people out a little bit over some of this agricultural ground, or what a lot of it has been agricultural ground.
Gotcha. Okay, so you mentioned the special meeting coming up. Is that an I'm just thinking of the process that goes through, you know, when changes like this are made. Why the special meeting, I guess, is my question. If this is a process going through planning and zoning, why the special meetings, and why is it being fast-tracked for any reason, is my question.
No, it takes, it's really an opportunity to give the public an opportunity to weigh in on this. I personally want to know what the public thinks about this concept, and this gives that time for people to be able to have a discussion about it, do some research on it, figure out whether it's a good thing or not. And that's why I say be in touch with the planning office. And if you want to make written comments on that, or if you'd like to be in attendance, what occurs is the meeting is held, and 100 miles away, two different locations, the courthouse and at the planning office via Zoom or some other medium like that. No, it's not on the fast track. It's a process to give people that want to weigh in on it to weigh in on it.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen on the phone this morning with an update from what's happening around Lincoln County. Commissioner, what other items did you want to bring up today while we have you on the air?
Well, we'll get whipping and spurring here, Duke. There's several items. So a related subject, I believe that major subdivisions, new major subdivisions should have paved roads within the subdivision. Just because they're in the rural part of the county doesn't mean that they have to have dirt roads. I really think I hope to see us move towards having paved roads again in those subdivisions. There was a time when that was the case. Now, Duke, regarding some of these things and land as it per se, Star Valley used to have over 100 active dairy farms, as you know. Things have changed. I believe that there's currently at least one operating dairy farm in the north end of Lincoln County. I really am saddened to see the farms and open space succumbing to residential development. So thus, a word of encouragement from me. There may be something else for folks to do with their family property rather than just simply sell and subdivide. I might suggest a conservation easement. And then I'd point you in the direction of speaking with your attorney or tax advisor for information. So certainly not anything from the county other than me personally saying there may be other options that you want to look at. Another item, maybe a word of encouragement. When you see a municipal, county, or state employee, could I encourage you to please thank them for their service to our communities? There is so much that goes on behind the scenes and on the front lines that I think it's always nice to say thanks. And I thank them and hope that you will do likewise. Duke, let's turn for a minute to the county fair. We have a great county fair in Lincoln County, and I so appreciate all those that work to make it what it is. Now, currently, we've had two fair board members that came to the end of their terms, and they've retired from the board. So that makes available two vacant fair board seats. If you are interested, please submit a letter of interest. If you would email it to Corey.Roberts, at LincolnCountyWY.gov. One more time, Corey.Roberts, and it's Corey. Corey.Roberts at LincolnCountyWY.gov. Or call the courthouse and visit with Corey, or and email those just as soon as you can. They're going to be considering that at the Fair Board meeting in March, and potentially visiting with some of those folks that may have an interest in that. Great opportunity for people who may want to serve, to at least put their name in the hat and see where it goes.
Absolutely.
Well, nobody's favorite topic, property taxes. My wife Jenny and I empathize with so many of you. We watched our property taxes personally continue to rise, and quite frankly, it's painful. Currently, there are 10 pieces of proposed legislation being worked on by the state legislature as of this morning. Now, one piece of proposed legislation, and I'll just say one, for instance, and folks can do their own research. WYOLEG.gov is a great place for you to to tune in and tap into the legislature. The one piece of proposed legislation is House Bill 203, a property tax reduction and replacement act bill. Now, if adopted in its current form, as I understand it, it would provide a reduction in property taxes, but it may come with a 2-cent increase in sales tax. You may want to be in touch with your state legislators on this one, particularly your state representatives in the House of Representatives, since it is House Bill right now. House Bill 203 for folks. Once again, yoledge.gov. And you may be interested in the website yoletax.org for more information on taxation in Wyoming. yoletax.org. Any questions or thoughts on that, Duke?
No, I appreciate the updates on that. It's Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen, and we've talked property taxes with our local House and Rep and Senator reps, and they brought that one up, and it does seem to transfer property tax revenue just to sales tax revenue, and so certainly one to keep an eye on for sure. Appreciate you reminding us of that. Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you'd like to mention?
Well, there's always so much to talk about, but I will hustle on a couple of things. Forest plan revision. I would encourage you can even Google Bridger-Teton National Forest and go to their menu and planning in the menu and entitled Forest Plan Revision Hub. That's an opportunity for you to tap into that process right now. There are some positive things happening on the forest in the county on both the Great River and the Kemmer districts. For instance, the Kemmer Ranger District, we met last week with District Ranger Adam Calkins. They're working on plans to improve the visitor experience at Big Springs. They are also working on improving several miles of trails in that particular district. And in conclusion, I'm sure people have had plenty of me this morning. That's a tough way to wake up, dude.
Oh, it's all good. That's
What's that?
We always appreciate the updates, and we certainly appreciate your time. That's Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen this morning on the SVI Radio Network.
One more item, Duke, if I could.
Yes.
The final draft of the Wyoming Elk Feed Grants Management Plan will be presented to the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission at their upcoming meetings in Pinedale, March 12th and 13th, for their approval of that management plan. You know, I've given you phone numbers, I've given you websites. One more, if you just bear with me. If you want to get involved, visit the Get Involved page at WGFD, Wyoming Game and Fish, .yo.gov, WGFD.yo.gov, and select public working groups. So an item, just be aware, because of concern, particularly in the Great River Ranger District, is the Forest Park Elk Feed Ground, also the Dale Creek Feed Ground. But they are looking at this, and they've gone through a lengthy process and many stakeholders involved and public input to be able to get this management plan, submit it to the Game and Fish Commission, and then seek their approval and move forward with how best to handle the feeding of the elk, potentially reduce the reliance of supplemental feeding as much to the elk, but also try to work towards avoiding the proliferation of disease. So, Duke, that's plenty for me for today, and they can call me at any time if they want. We can chat 307-877-2001. You don't catch me leaving a message, Corey, let me know.
Excellent. That's Commissioner Jerry Hansen this morning with our monthly update from the Lincoln County Commission. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.